Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Well, hello, and happy Friday, everyone. This is Julie Kleinhans filling in for the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that don't know me, I'm the host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm really, really excited to be here with you all today. We have a great show for you. My purpose, passion, and intention for the show Teaching from the Heart is about supporting parents, educators, caretakers, our kids, and the community to create an environment of well-being through a deeper connection with our kids on a heart-based level. Clearly, our world is in need of major shifts, a paradigm shift so we can create a better future, a peaceful future for our kids, a future where they can all thrive. And I don't think that there's anyone listening to this right now that isn't in agreement with that. So I am really, really humbled to be here on the radio, sharing my passion, speaking my truth about education, parenting, and about kids. So if what I'm saying resonates with you, I invite you to join with me in being a part of a collective movement dedicated to changing our approach to teaching and relating to our kids by shifting from the logical, rational mind space and making room to include heart-based learning in our lives. It's the heart energy where all miracles and all possibilities occur. To learn more about me and the work I do with parents, kids, and educators, you could go to my site, mindfocusgeneration.com, and while you're there, sign up for my newsletter and receive your free gift, my 30-day creation planner, which will guide you and your kids in raising your vibration through imagination, uplifting thoughts and actions, and it will also allow you to understand how to apply the universal laws in your daily life and in the life of your teen and young adult children and also students. I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, and kids, and also the community. So get in contact with me. Let me know what's going on with you and your community and how I can help you create more well-being in your life and what you would like to hear addressed on this radio show. Please stay with us for the next hour so you can experience the power of living in this heart space, because my very special guest today is going to speak about something that excites me more than anything else. Today's show is all about discovering the awe-inspiring spiritual gifts of your children. And I mean, how does it get any better than this? The children of today are gifted in their own way, and my guest is here to talk to you about how to take the journey of delight by embracing your child's spiritual gifts. And when I say your child, I'm speaking to everyone that's connected to children, as a parent, teacher, a family member, a practitioner working with youth, everyone. So let me tell you a little bit about my very special guest. Ellen Hayakawa is the co-author of Amazon bestseller and best inspirational spiritual book of the year, Healing the Heart of the World, and founder of the Divinely Inspired Leaders, where people ages 6 to 66 receive training, coaching, and mentoring to live lives of passion, purpose, and meaning. She has coached and trained children, youth, and their families, as well as teachers, educators, and health professionals for over a decade to achieve greater joy, peace, and happiness by discovering their spiritual wisdom, including psychic healing and intuitive gifts. She also has been a bridge to help adults understand more deeply what's going on in the spirits and souls of children and youth. I just love it. These include those who have been diagnosed with learning challenges and brain disorders, as well as those who are spiritually gifted. And Ellen helps children, parents, educators, and health professionals to change the perspective through which they are looking at themselves, thereby bringing more joy and peace to their lives. Ellen is also a pioneer of spirituality in business, bringing the message to millions of people via the media and speaking on stages and telesummits with Deepak Chopra, Matthew Fox, and Marcy Shimoff. She's the author of The Inspired Organization, Spirituality and Energy at Work. Ellen's mission is global peace in our lifetime. She believes that global peace can be achieved if we each do our purpose and divinely inspired vision of work and work together individually and collectively to achieve inner and outer peace. That is some resume, Ellen. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, thank you, Julie, for having me on this show, and thank you so much for your to your listeners for taking the time and energy to listen.
So, Ellen, I know you started your professional career as a scientist. So can you tell us from there, if you share your story with our listeners, how, from a scientist, how you came to train and coach youth, children, young adults, parents, teachers, and health professionals to really discover that spiritual wisdom and psychic, intuitive, and healing abilities that they have within?
Yes, I'd love to share my story. It actually starts further back than then, and it was when I was three, I saw an angel. And so I was a child, like many of the children and youth whom I work with, who was really attracted to the spiritual world. And, of course, at that time, there was really no training or no courses or anything else. I just had an attraction to the spiritual world. And I then became a very left-brain scientist. In fact, my degree is in biology and mathematical sciences, so math, stats, and computing. And I went on to become a professional wildlife biologist for over a decade in the Canadian federal government. And about that time, after about a decade, I started to just feel really depressed. And some of your listeners may identify with that, and certainly some of the children and youth whom I work with identify with feeling very depressed. And it was really because I wasn't doing what my spirit had come to the planet to do. And, you know, sometimes when we're going through it, we don't necessarily realize it. But I decided that I was going to go on yet another search in my life to figure out what I had come here to the planet to do and to do it. And on the night of my 35th birthday, I had a mystical dream. And I dreamed that I was light, and I was inside the light, and I was outside the light, and I was the light. And that really opened up my intuition and the psychic gift, one of the psychic gifts, and I'll say we all have psychic gifts, but in particular, my psychic gift, one of them is clairaudience, which is the ability to hear God or spirit speaking to me and directing me. That's just one of the avenues through which I receive messages. And we all receive the messages in very different ways. And I heard you are to bring the word spirit and spirituality into the consciousness of people in mainstream workplaces. And so I've spent the last almost 20 years helping to pioneer that field of spirituality in the workplace and spirituality in business. And about, I think it was 2000 or 2001, a woman called me, a friend, and said, I have a video that I'd really love you to watch. And this video has a woman from Mexico. She's a youth. She's actually still a teen. I think she was 17 or 18. And she's reading photos blindfolded, so she's reading them without her eyes. And I said, sure, bring the video along and I'll invite some families and we'll watch the video together. And there happened to be a 9-year-old boy who was watching this video with us. And we saw this young woman demonstrating that she could read photos. It was basically she was scanning them with her fingers. And then she was saying everything that was in the photo. But she was also speaking about the emotional states of people in the photo. It wasn't just reading what was there, what was on the surface. And after we finished watching the video, I said to everybody in the room, and I also said to the nine-year-old boy, you know, would you like to try this exercise? And so he said yes, and everybody else agreed. And so I brought out some blindfolds, and we started first with him and put a blindfold on him. And I handed him a magazine. And even though we had seen the woman doing this exercise in the video and being able to say what was in the photos, we were really astonished when he was able to read everything. And he did it with his fingers, but it really goes beyond that. And he was able to say exactly what was in the magazine. So, for example, there was a blue Jeep in a red desert with a blue sky in the background. And he identified everything. He said, there's a Jeep and it's in the desert and, you know, it's the background is blue sky. And I said to him, because, again, I feel that often it's really spirit that is coming through me and asking me to ask the children the questions. And so I said, well, how do you know the difference between red and blue? I'm also a scientist, so I like to investigate, you know, new phenomena. And so I said, how do you know the difference between red and blue? And he said, well, red feels warmer and blue feels cooler. And it was also obvious to me in his tone of voice that, in fact, you know, this was something that was very obvious to him, that actually different colors had different temperatures for him, that he was sensitive enough to be able to read these different energies. And then he said, you know, I've just been diagnosed with ADD, and I was put in a special needs class and I can't read to my grade level in school, and I thought I was stupid. And now I realize I can do things that other people can't necessarily do.
Wow. And, you know, this is such an important topic to discuss, because there's so many kids out there like this that are struggling at home, struggling in school. I know as a former high school teacher, this wasn't just one kid here and there. I found this with an overwhelming majority of the students, and the rate of depression and the school that I taught in, the suicide rate is very high. And I want to talk a little bit about this when we come back from break, and why this is happening, and how you can help us see what really is going on and how we can help our children so that they really can honor their spiritual gifts. So stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kleinhans filling in for Dr. Pat. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with my guest, Ellen Hayakawa. Stay tuned.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com. Are you struggling through difficult times? Well, during these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie K, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and even to our own lives. Well, this is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She will teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042 or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com.
Isn't it time you experienced a new and divine way of being? Do you know your destiny? Are you fulfilling your greatest potential? Michael Shane and the Ascension Foundation proudly present a guide called Kartron, channeled by Patrick McCormick, a 26-year veteran of working with the higher realms. Kartron is an interdimensional being assisting humanity to embrace its true divine potential. Kartron examines your agreements on a soul, planetary, and other soul levels to assist you to shift and clear those pathways and re-spark your spiritual evolution and awaken your destiny. Patrick will be conducting sessions at the Ascension Foundation January 23rd to 29th. For in-person, phone, private, or group sessions from January 23rd to 29th, call the Ascension Foundation at 855-692-4235. That's 855-692-4235.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kleinhans, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, filling in for Dr. Pat today. And my guest is author and coach Ellen Hayakawa, who's talking with us about discovering the spiritual gifts of your children. And I have so much I want to ask Ellen, but before we move on, Ellen, can you please share your contact information with our listeners?
Yes, my website is ellenhayakawa.com, so it's ellenhayakawa.com, and you can contact me at ellen@divinelyinspiredleaders.com, so it's ellen@divinelyinspiredleaders.com.
Wonderful. Thank you. So before the break, I was asking Ellen to share a little bit about how she went from being a scientist into the field of helping parents and kids and teachers really express and use their spiritual abilities. And one of the things I mentioned that I really wanted her perspective on, Ellen, is when I was teaching, I saw, and this is a big reason that I changed my career direction, because I just saw right now the traditional education system is not working. And in fact, there's so many kids struggling and suffering right now in schools and even at home. There's a very, very high rate of depression. And in the school I was in, the suicide rate was alarming. It was like every few months we would hear about another kid that died of a drug overdose or took their own life, and it's very overwhelming. What is going on here, and what are we missing?
Well, just like you, Julie, I observed that there are so many children who are being diagnosed with learning challenges or brain disorders, and that included in groups of children that I continued to work with. The next day after I had worked with this young boy, I worked with a group of children, and all of them, again, could read books and magazines and newspapers blindfolded without their eyes. The youngest ones, who couldn't even read at the time but could read alphabet, you know, the alphabet, could also do this exercise. And so I really meant, and because all of them were either at that time diagnosed with a learning disorder or brain challenge, or were later diagnosed with one, that's really what got me thinking and wanting to work with children and youth. Because, and beyond that, one girl that I asked, how do you read books and magazines and newspapers without your eyes? She said straight out, I focus on it with my third eye and I read the screens inside my head. And that said to me that and again, she had been diagnosed with dyslexia. And so what that pointed to me, and when you're asking about, you know, the depression and the suicide rate and so many children suffering and struggling and parents struggling along to figure out what their children's struggles are, to me, what...
Hello? Did we just drop Ellen?
I think so. Let me go and give her a holler back.
Okay. So, everyone, while we're waiting for Benny to get Ellen back on the line, you know, what I'll tell you from my experience, what I was seeing with the kids is a lot of frustration in school, and a lot of these kids having been diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, a lot of them were on prescription pills to help their ADHD. And what a lot of them expressed to me was how frustrated they still were and how they felt dead inside, and how I had a lot of kids say to me, it felt like their spirit was being killed, and they had no connection to what they were learning. And even kids that weren't diagnosed with learning disorders, they had a very difficult time sitting in the traditional classroom, listening and being told how they were going to learn. And I have to say, more kids than not express frustration with school, that they didn't like school, and, you know, even to the point that they hated school. And that was so perplexing to me, because learning is supposed to be inspiring and fun. And I got it. I got what they were saying. I understood their frustration, because, quite frankly, I was really bored with what I was teaching. The curriculum that I was mandated to teach was something that day by day I was losing more and more passion for. And what I found was my real passion was connecting with the kids about who they are, what their dreams are, what they're inspired to do, and really help them with these frustrations. And so I went on several years ago to become a life coach, a spiritual life coach, and work with teens and young adults to really experience the universal laws, how to work with spirit as their partner and discover who they really are, connect with their soul, and bring their gifts to the world. And I'm seeing more and more young people recognizing that the old paradigms of education just are no longer working. And, you know, it really is important for us to recognize this, because as our kids struggle, as they're failing exams and all of these things, the suicide rates we're seeing are just boggling our minds. It's there to tell us something, tell us that we need to shift how we're educating and relating and connecting to our kids. And perhaps they really have something even deeper to show us. What is on their report card grade, what's on their test grades. So this is really my purpose, and this is why I really want everyone to get in touch with Ellen, because she brings such an important gift to the world, to parents, to the field of education, because I truly believe, and I have the vision, that when we can fully embrace our children's spiritual gifts, because we all have them, everyone does, but our kids are coming in full force, and that's why we're seeing the increase in the rate of autism and all of these diagnoses. And from my perspective, the depression that we're seeing in our kids is because they're not being called to who they truly are, but they're not allowed to be it in this traditional education setting. So that's what I see. Benny, do you have Ellen back on the line?
Yeah, we have her back, yep.
Oh, perfect. All right. So, Ellen, so you were saying before you got disconnected, do you remember?
Yes. What I was saying was that, and I heard part of what you had said, so I will affirm that what we're seeing, and the reason that so many children are depressed, that we're seeing all these disorders, is actually there's a spiritual crisis going on. And because we have not paid attention to the spiritual aspect of our children's lives, the energy becomes amplified. And because they want to bring out these spiritual gifts, if we think about it in practical terms, there are channels for children and youth who are physically gifted. You know, if they're athletically gifted, they can go on to professional sports, they can go to the Olympics, there's training for all of that. If you're intellectually gifted, well, maybe you go on and you do a PhD, you go to university, and you exercise your intellect. if you're emotionally and spiritually gifted, and many times spiritual gifts come with emotional gifts, to be an empath, for example, means that you are emotionally sensitive. There is nowhere that we ask our children about those kinds of gifts. There is no place where we really help them to discover those kinds of gifts, and yet those gifts are inside of them. And so it's as though we're looking at children, but we're looking at them not in terms of their whole being. And when children and youth are not recognized, it's a lack of soul and spirit recognition. Then you often have no choice. You're trying to bring attention to this. So there's no other place to put that energy except into challenging behavior. It's really a cry for help. It's really a cry to say, look at me, look at who I am, help me to discover these gifts and help me to bring those out, because as co-creators with the divine, we're all here to express the creative genius inside of us. And so each child and each youth has incredible creative genius. And for some of them, they have spiritual creative genius. So some of them are healers. And, we don't have, in our traditional education system, we don't have any subjects, on healing. We don't spiritual subjects. We don't talk about, I have children who see angels. They see elementals. They see fairies.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any
school.
Yeah, we don't have. it would be lovely.
You don't talk about that, or you're deemed as a little off your rocker. And I could attest to what you're saying, because I was a business education teacher, and a lot of the classes that I taught were dealing with career education, and kids would take these boring tests online to find out what career they could match best with. And they'd all look at me and say, this is boring, I don't want to do this. And yes, there were kids that were athletes, and they knew, and those were their gifts. And then, certain kids that would go into the science, and that was great, but a good deal of them were like, there's nothing here for me, and they become frustrated. And what we were seeing was a lot of kids that didn't know and didn't feel there was a place for them, they turned to drugs or to behaviors, like you were saying, to notice me, like, something's wrong with this, come on everybody, wake up, give us something that we need. And I really want to continue this conversation. We're going to have to go to a break right now, because it's probably one of the most important conversations that we need to have for our world. And we're going to talk about why when we come back. You're listening to the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kleinhand, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, filling in for Dr. Pat. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042. 516-639-8042 or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
We're back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I'm Julie Kleinhans, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, filling in for Dr. Pat today, and I have the pleasure of being here with my amazing guest, Ellen Hayakawa, who's such a gift to parents and children because she's talking about something so important for the evolution of our planet, and that's taking the next step in discovering and supporting our kids' spiritual gifts. So, Ellen, along with that, you have something very special that our listeners can actually grab a hold of. Do you want to direct them in the place?
I do. I have three free training videos on helping your children to greater peace, happiness, and joy by helping them to discover their spiritual gifts. And these videos include the 5 spiritual keys to helping your children to greater peace and happiness, and how to help your children access their intuition and psychic gifts, and some exercises that you can do with them to start you on this journey of discovering their spiritual gifts. And you can find those videos, you can sign up for them at www.divinelyinspiredleaders.com/children. So it's www.divinelyinspiredleaders.com/children. And I would also like to share with your listeners another wonderful resource. Astrid Witt brings together experts in a telesummit called What the Experts Know to share what's really on the leading edge of holistic heart-based learning and education. And her mission is to equip parents with the best insights and tools to help bring out the creative genius in their children. And you can find Astrid's telesummit at www.whattheexpertsknow.com. So it's whattheexpertsknow.com.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And yeah, I have to have Astrid on the show because she's another amazing gift to teaching and education. I know Astrid and I am familiar with her telesummit, and this is all what we each are collectively doing to bring this information. It's so needed. If you're listening, please don't just listen to this with complacency, because our kids are crying out for help. They need this information. I hear from kids all the time, like, please help the education and parents to understand this, because they don't have the information necessary, but we're bringing it to you. So please spread it and share it, because the kids are asking. And, you know, with that being said, Ellen, can you share some stories that you know about kids that have struggled and what was going on there and what you found?
Yes, absolutely. Well, one youth had come to me for training, and he was having a lot of struggles. He had tried to commit suicide 3 times. He was in a foster home because he'd been violent and angry at home, and he was on, I think, 4 different pharmaceutical drugs for a range of mental challenges that had been diagnosed, including depression, OCD, and psychosis. And as young as he was very grounded, I felt, in knowing his own psychology and what was causing some of his conditions. And when he came for coaching and training, I asked him, you know, what's your OCD about, obsessive compulsive disorder? And he said to me that it was connected to his estranged father, and that he felt that when he reconnected to his father and he was ready, he would just let his OCD go. And to me, that's a remarkable thing for a young man of 14 years old to know. And in fact, during the course of our sessions, we really focused on his purpose, his dreams, his gifts, and his talents, both inner and outer, and his spiritual gifts. And as well, we did healing of his past life experiences and, you know, other psychic traumas that he had. And through the process, he was able to go back to his birth family from his foster family. He didn't have any more violence, and he started on his own time releasing the various pharmaceuticals that he was on. And when he reconnected with his father, just as he had said, he had no more OCD. So really what he needed to do, because this youth was amazing, he did a number of training and coaching sessions with me. And through that, and we realized that he could, like many other children, read books and magazines with his third eye rather than his physical eyes. He could read auras, he could see inside people's bodies, and he prophesied the sex of an unborn child in a workshop and described his personality, and that child is now 7 years old. So we know that he exactly fits the profile that he said, which he said, this is a highly enthusiastic little boy who's coming to the planet, and that came true. So this 14-year-old was so energy sensitive that he could see energies everywhere. And he had told his psychiatrist that he could see the purple energy of laziness on a seat, and he didn't want to sit on it because he was afraid that he would pick up this purple energy of laziness. So she placed him on antipsychotic drugs.
Oh, man.
And the reality was that this young man could see these energies. He was sensitive enough, you know, I could open a book or a magazine across the room, and he was able to read what was on the page. And so this degree of energy sensitivity that we're seeing in young people really explains often their behaviors, because they, whether we know it or not, are having so much more stimuli than many adults who, for example, can't see these energies. So, it's unfortunate because we are live in a society where we say, you know, what we see, what we can't see, we don't believe is really there.
Right.
And
right.
Yet these children and youth are living in a totally different reality. And what we're constantly trying to do is to bring them to the reality that most of us live in. And yet what we really need to be doing to assist them is to understand the reality that they're living in, where there are all these energies. And so, you know, I gave him some tools to clear any chairs of energy that he didn't want to sit on. And I also said to him that when you use these tools, if for some reason the energy doesn't clear, please don't sit on them, no matter who's telling you to. Because if you do that, if you take an action where your soul is not in resonance, then there's a part of your soul that splits off, because you're
right.
not doing what is your own truth.
Right. And, you know, this is so interesting, because there are so many kids that are experiencing these spiritual gifts, but feel they can't share it. And for example, I had, you know, I was a mentor, and there was a student that I still am very close to that I mentored, and he brought one of his friends to me when he was in ninth grade, and this boy was getting in a lot of trouble with the school, and I was going to mentor him. I had just met him, and then he went on homeschooling, and a couple of years ago, he reached out to me on Facebook, and he said, I have to talk to you. And we connected on the phone, and he said, you know, I went through such a difficult time. He's now a gifted psychic medium. And, you know, he talks to loved ones that crossed over. He has his own radio show. And he told me I'd be sitting there in class and there would be dead people trying to talk to me. And my teachers would be yelling at me, reprimanding me for not paying attention. He said I couldn't pay attention because there were these spirits trying to get my attention. And he said, and furthermore, the school that I taught at, he said, furthermore, the school is built on a Native American burial ground. So he would get all of these spirits trying to get his attention. And he was taken to different professionals, and they couldn't help him until he was connected with the right person. And now he's successful and he's helping other people. And that's really what I would love to see parents and teachers and anybody that's in the life of kids really understand, that they aren't crazy. They aren't being defiant. They're trying to get us to understand that they see life, they see energy in a different way than we do, perhaps.
Absolutely, Julie. Yes, I mean, so many children are being diagnosed as being mentally ill when, in fact, it is this energy sensitivity that they're living in a far different reality than most who have been educated, for example, in the mainstream, can grasp. And yet that is there. That's always there for us. The spiritual world is always there for us. Loved ones that have passed on, we can always access them and they can access us and communicate with us. And so it's really important that the spirit and soul and the gifts of these children and youth are really seen and acknowledged. And they really only need, you know, one person to just see who they are before I find that they just blossom. The young man I spoke about, he let go of all of his, all of the prescription drugs, and he's at university. And the interesting thing, much like the young man you were talking about, this young man now wants to be a medical doctor. And he's certainly going to bring a different perspective. If he becomes a medical doctor, he's going to bring a far different perspective
right.
to medicine.
He's going to change that paradigm. Yeah. That's why these kids are here. I believe it, you know. And oh, it's so great. When we come back, we have to take a break. But when we come back, I want you to talk a little bit about how we as adults, parents, teachers, healthcare professionals can really draw out the spiritual wisdom of our children to really provide solutions to their challenges. That's really important. And I think that's what everybody listening wants to hear. So everybody stay tuned. You're listening to the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I'm Julie Kleinhans filling in for Dr. Pat. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kleinhans, your host, filling in for Dr. Pat. I'm the host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, that is on this network, Transformation Talk Network, every Monday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern. And I want to take this time to share with you a special opportunity that I have for you, your son, or your daughter to work with me in a limited-time private coaching session. Now through January 31st, I'm offering private coaching sessions at a 40% discount, where all net proceeds are being donated to relief efforts for Hurricane Sandy victims through a wonderful not-for-profit organization called All Hands Volunteers. I live on Long Island, New York, and I know the need is real, so I decided the best way I could pay it forward is to offer sessions to people like you that really would like support, mentoring, or direction in any area of their life, and then donate the proceeds from these sessions to those that are in the process of rebuilding their life. So please take the advantage of these sessions where I support you by providing tools, energy tools, practical tools to help alleviate stress, anxiety, fear, or anything else that's keeping you or your children stuck. You can easily teach these tools to your kids. For more details, please email me at julie@mindfocusgeneration.com. That's julie@mindfocusgeneration.com. Just put Sandy in the subject line, or you could call me at 516-639-8042. My guest today is author and spiritual coach Ellen Hayakawa, and she has something that she's really helping us to discover, and that is how we can help our kids discover and really bring out their spiritual gifts. So, Ellen, before you get into that, I really want you to talk about where everybody can reach you, because this is really important and what you have really helps so many people. So can you give your website and your free giveaway one more time?
Yes. My website is www.ellenhayakawa.com, and you can reach me. My email is ellen@divinelyinspiredleaders.com, and my free gift is a set of 3 free training videos to really help your listeners to help their children to greater peace, happiness, and joy by discovering their spiritual gifts. And you can find the videos at www.divinelyinspiredleaders.com/children. So it's www.divinelyinspiredleaders.com/children for the free videos.
Great, great. So thank you for that. And can you talk about how these gifts that our kids have are showing up in the classroom, and then how we can support those gifts and draw out the spiritual wisdom to provide solutions to these challenges?
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned one of them. A lot of children are being diagnosed with ADHD. And one of the things that was interesting, a couple of years ago, I was riding up a ski lift, and a supply teacher was sitting beside me, and he said, "You know what I noticed about the children in my class, is in my supply classes, is that I'm always given a list of the children who have ADHD, and often they seem not to be paying attention." And then when I ask them the question, they know the answer. And so, again, they're absorbing information in a vastly different way. They're learning almost by absorption. And so they can actually often do multiple things at once. And that's why sometimes they're talking, but yet they still know the answer. That same thing in math, some children can just download the answer. They do not know how they got there. They can't show the steps. And we penalize children for not being able to show their steps in
show
mathematics.
Show their work. Why do I have to show the work? Oh, yeah, the kids will talk about that all the time.
Right. And so really, if a child is in the theta brainwave state, which is the state of creative genius, they can just basically download the answer, and they don't know how they've necessarily gotten there. And so it would be my suggestion that we help these children to actually expand our knowledge of mathematics, because perhaps there's a mathematics genius sitting in front of us, and we don't really know it, that child can do, you know, extraordinary levels of math. And in the spiritual world, we would say, well, that child downloaded the answer from the Akashic Records. And so these gifts are showing up in classrooms and in our homes, really. Sometimes a parent can think, did my child read my mind?
Yep.
and I mean, sometimes children think, did my mother or my father read my mind? and the reality is that we are doing that. We are reading. Sometimes we can, you know, we have telepathy. We're emanating. We have an energy field. Our thoughts, our emotions, everything is coming out in that energy field. And because children and youth are so energy sensitive, they can actually detect all of those.
So what can parents do to provide solutions when they see something's wrong and they think, well, you know, I listened to what Ellen was saying on Julie's show, and, well, you know, what can I do to actually bring out these spiritual gifts?
Absolutely. So first of all, to do with the challenges, you'll notice that when I spoke about the young man who had a list of disorders and had tried to commit suicide, that I dealt with him in a very matter-of-fact way, and I asked him, you know, about his challenge. So just if you're having challenges and struggles with your children and their behavioral, for example, behind every behavior, there's a reason for that. And the reason is often some fear or some insecurity. So you really want to be able to get underneath what's happening with the behavior. And as you would have noticed, as your listeners would have noticed, I just asked him, you know, what's happening? What's going on with this OCD? And he immediately gave me an answer. It's connected to my father and who he was estranged from. And, you know, when I'm ready to let go of this OCD, I will. And it probably has to do with
asking them. And trusting that they know the answer and really being there for them and digging deep with them.
I call it let their spirit speak. So let your child.
I love it. Ellen, you know what? We're running out of time here, but thank you so much. You have to come back on my show. Thank you to all of Dr. Pat's listeners for being here today. I'm Julie Kay, host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Join me, and I hope you all have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adi and Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.